the heart of Boaz, we find that it says that he will not be in rest. And while Ruth is sitting still, we've had already the encouragement and exhortation that if we're waiting on the Lord for something, to be still. And not only just be still, because if we're still, then that means our mind and our actions are not being occupied with all these different things. If we're still, then the Lord has the opportunity to speak to our hearts, and also we have the opportunity to pray to Him. And God desires to bless us if we do His will, and as we see how Ruth obeyed the commandments of Naomi. And there's just one verse in 1 John 3:22. 1 John 3:22. I'll just read it quick. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him, because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight. He desires to bless. He desires to do the things that give us the delights of our heart. But it's based upon us doing the things that are pleasing in His sight, keeping His commandments. He can't bless us if we're disobedient. And we see here that He does ultimately bless Ruth because of her obedience to Naomi, and as she sits still and waits upon the Lord.
Now let me point. Sorry, somebody's there.
I was just going to follow Tony's thought in seeing the actions of Boaz, and we really also see, we've had the practical side, how it applies to us, but we also have that side where Christ, our Boaz, is also not at rest until He would bring to Himself His bride. And this is what we find in Ephesians chapter 5, right? Where that He might present to Himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. And this is what Boaz, this is what the Lord is bringing, and what we're seeing in Ruth here is the actions, the continuing actions of grace. And yes, there is a kinsman that is nearer. Okay, these are the principles that we have in Romans 7. Okay, and I think we just to introduce that, as we're going to see that also in chapter 4. Okay, come out. But in Romans chapter 7, where we have the two husbands, we have the law, okay, and we have Christ risen, okay, and here we have also two kinsmen, and the kinsman that is nearer is representative to us here of the law, and what we see here is what the law could not do. That's what grace has accomplished in bringing Ruth, who was from Moab, now into this place as the bride of Christ.
Just going to just quickly add to that, the end of this chapter, we've been speaking a lot about Boaz as a type of Christ, and we've been speaking about the fact that he was at night working and likening that to his death, and now really at the end of this chapter we see the fruit of what his work was. And Ruth did not do one single thing to add to his work. He did all the work, and in verse 15 he was able to give her a measure of the fruit of his work. And it was not only sufficient for her, but it was sufficient for others as well. And that's what the Lord has done. We often sing, alone He bore the cross, alone its grief sustained. But we can share His glorious stone. We can share in the work that Christ has done. But that's only for those of us here that have entered into His rest. And His steadfast heart was not going to be moved at all until all redemption's work was complete. We often sing these songs, and I just wanted to mention that in here, because before we found her out there working. But here, when it comes to the work that was accomplished at night, when he was alone, it was sufficient for her, it was sufficient for others, and she could not add one thing to it. So I trust if there's anybody here tonight, or this morning, who's still outside of Christ, who's trying by any other way to find rest in Him by anything that he or she is able to do, it's not going to work. He alone did the work.
Can we say that the example of Ruth and Boaz is an example of Christ in the church? And just like somebody had pointed out before, that Ruth really didn't have to do anything, and that Boaz provided all of her needs with
I think it's interesting to note, although she didn't have to go out and do anything, she still spent the night with Boaz. And if we expect to get to this point where we're going to be sitting and waiting upon the Lord, we need to spend personal time with the Lord. And you see here that when she goes out, it's not known to anyone that she was there. This isn't time that we brag about or talk about. This is special time just between us and our Savior. And I think that's very important. And I think we always stress that at these conferences. But we see this here, how important this was to get to this stage. Yes, she didn't physically do anything, but she spent time with her Lord. There was something she had to do to get to this point where she could sit and wait.
I just have a question in verse 15. What is the significance of there being 6 measures of barley? I could understand if there were 7, how she would receive full satisfaction in Boaz, but why is there only 6?
When did she get the 7?
She get the 7th in the next chapter.
That's right. That's actually a very, very interesting and good question. Because,
Go ahead. I want to try to move us on. But
okay, I'll just quickly get to the 6. And it's actually said in the literal translation, 6 of barley. And it's very interesting because Ruth came back from the presence of Moab, from the presence of Boaz, and her mother-in-law did not recognize her. She said in verse 16, "Who art thou, my daughter? Who are you?" Well, what happened? In the presence of Boaz, there is some change that have taken place in the feature of Ruth that those around her realize there is something different. The challenge to you is this. When you go home from here, how many people are going to see you and say, "Well, who are you? Are you the same Mark that we know before? Something have changed about you." And that was as a result of being at the feet in the presence of quiet. Didn't do anything, just being in his presence. Just like Moses came down from the mountain and his face was shining. Now, Ruth tell her mother everything about the man. And, well, look, he was so kind. He talked very nicely to me and he gave me 6 of barley. That's sufficient for me. That's good. I am just saved. I am happy. Now Naomi, who knew the scriptures, he said, no, my daughter, 6 is not enough. Remember that in John chapter 2, there were 6 pots full of water. They weren't enough. There was no wine. There was no joy. The 7th has to come and take care of that. In John chapter 3, the Samaritan woman, how many husbands did she have? 5. And she had another one, that's 6. Was she happy? No. Things do not satisfy us or make us happy. People would not satisfy us and make us happy. The Lord Jesus does. And here Ruth learns a lesson that until she gets Boaz, 6 barley or 600 barley would not make her satisfied. But the true Boaz, the 7th one, will come in and help her out. Hope that answers the question.